Yeah, I could have played. Coach just thought it was he sat the starters and he told me there was no need for me to play, so he gave me an extra week to rest my arm.
How tough has it been for you to sit here and kind of watch the defense struggle
in the last 1 week? It's very tough knowing that you can, if you was out there, you can make a difference, and just sitting back watching on TV, not really being with the team, it's very tough. I love being around my teammates. I feel like we're a family, so anytime you're with your family, you feel comfortable, you're at home, you're enjoying being with them. So me not being able to be with them like, as much as I want to, it was tough.
Well, just watching on TV or on film, whatever, have teams been blocking you guys differently since you've been out?
I think so. Some of the schemes, they switched up. They know Tomo is a good rusher as well. Zombo, he's coming along. He stepped up to the plate and been doing pretty good, but I think they keyed in more on Tomba with the pass blocking.
When you were walking off the field here with the injury, did you have any concept that it would be that long before you'd be back to play?
No, not at all. I really didn't know what was wrong with the time. I still was moving my elbow. If we had the right brace that game, I was coming back out.
And what's it like now to be practicing all the time with that thing on your arm? Hard to get used to?
It took me the first 2 days. It took some time getting used to. But after that, it's nothing.
Doesn't restrict you at all what you want to do with your arms.
I got all my movement back. It just helps support it.
Is it similar to the one Ray Lewis had?
I think it's more of J.J. Watt. I can't really remember the one Ray Lewis had, but I know it's exactly like J.J. Watt brace. I won't know until I get out there, but I don't think so. I've been doing a lot of running, been practicing with my team, but it's nothing like game speed. So hopefully I can be up to pace with the rest of the guys.
You're on track for maybe a 20-sack season. I mean, just the disappointment of being, stopped at the time you were and not being able to complete a 16-game season. Frustrating was that?
It was very frustrating, but as long as we was winning at the time, I was happy with it. I know everybody got their own personal goals, but the team goal is more important, and we're still on that journey.
What's the biggest reason you're optimistic you guys can get back to being deep with your work the first 9 weeks?
I think it's everybody's mindset. We want to win. Like, everybody knows it's playoff time. It's win to go home. Everybody's mindset is not ready. They're not ready to go home, so as long as we keep practicing the way we're practicing, everybody putting the extra work in the film room, we're going to be all right.
Kendrick said y'all were looking at the first 9 weeks on Monday. Came back and saw some of the good things y'all were doing. Just, what did you see from that defense? What was that defense doing?
I think everybody was communicating. That's the number one thing. Everybody was on the same page. We didn't have in the last couple of games, I feel like the communication wasn't there or wasn't where it needed to be. So I think the first couple of weeks, everybody was communicating on the same page.
Jess, what have you been hearing about the class? What do you expect on Saturday?
Every play count. No, that's the main thing I've been hearing about the playoffs. Every play count. Every play is just as big as the next. So it's faster. It's more. It's the crowd noise. It's crazy. It's very exciting.
What is Andy's message been to y'all?
Basically, just do what we do. Continue to work hard and prepare well. Know this team just like we know the back of our hands. So just continue to study this team so we can go out there and everybody can play fast. Oh, yes, I'm back. My elbow is fine. I'm doing everything I was doing before I hurt it. So I'm back.
When did you start lifting again?
Maybe last week or the week before.